disappointed by what you called the last episode.
Okay, so this is what happened. Hear me out. This is what happened. I was in the middle of work. I realized it uploaded because it's scheduled. So I realized it uploaded, and it uploaded as episode 19 because I never updated it. So I was like, what can I randomly call it? So I just called it It Wasn't Buffalo until I think of a better name.
I was thinking My Horny Valentine.
I could change it
because we watched My Bloody Valentine. I was like, well, hey. Also, this movie was strangely horny in the beginning, and then it just kind of
It was.
It was a time. So when you're recording, I just went live on Twitch.
I'm recording already.
Yeah.
Shall we begin? Is everybody?
Oh, do we
ready?
Have an intro? We should write an intro and actually have an intro.
You know, I said that the first episode. And everybody's like, no, Danny, fuck off with that.
Like, we don't need an intro. There could be like, I guess, like some kind of little music bit that happens at the beginning. But it's like, I'd rather just dump people straight
in. Hey, guys,
in.
We're Apartment Theater.
Welcome to Apartment Theater. Danny, no one cares. Shut up.
No, I hate most like.
I'm gonna sneeze. Hold on.
Podcast. So,
bless you.
Never mind.
Go fuck yourself then. Okay.
Okay.
I like that we got silent for it.
All right. So, welcome to Apartment Theater. If you don't know what the show is, there's like 19 other episodes that will explain what it is. If you think that we should have an intro, text intro to 77555 and we won't see it. So good luck in there. Anyway, so we decided as a group that we were going to have a theme. We also have someone joining us who isn't a regular here. They have watched every movie that we have watched, but they have never been in here before. Because we feel that half the people here, myself included on this half here, that we're not going to be able to say a whole lot about this movie. So we brought in another person just to see if maybe, just maybe, we can squeeze out as much content from this very, uplifting movie about an elevator. It's called The Lift. This movie is a Dutch film that was poorly dubbed over for the version that we got to watch. Some of it was kind of hilarious, which we will go over. Yeah. But basically, the movie is about an elevator or a lift, since it's European, and they call it the lift, I guess. I don't know. They don't really care. But
the lifts over there.
The lift.
So this lift gets struck by lightning and then starts acting weird. And I'm like, cool. This is
Wait,
great.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, at the beginning, it's struck by lightning. But then, So anyway,
I must have missed that.
We're trying to figure out what's going on with the lift. There's a repair guy that comes in. He checks it out. He's like, well, it seems to be acting fine, but clearly it's not acting fine because people keep randomly dying. At least at the beginning and at the end, it's like that. In the middle, you get a bunch of subplots that go nowhere. You got cheating spouses. You got quote-unquote cheating spouses. You got a journalist lady. You got Danny messing with her fucking microphone. Are you ready? No. Jesus Christ.
It was stuck on everything. I'm sorry.
Anyway, so yeah, this movie was very boring. I don't know how you guys felt about it, but I was ready for it to be over about halfway through, and I thought I was almost done halfway through, but really I was halfway through and I really just wanted it to stop. I wanted off of this elevator ride, but apparently it still had me. But the ending was getting to what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
But then it's like, where was this? And at the beginning, it was also like, okay, yeah, this is what I want. People's heads getting chopped off in an elevator. But in the middle, you get nothing. You get padding. It feels like...
It wasn't even padding.
This has more padding than... Actually, I don't think I can make that joke.
than a maxi pad?
There we go. I was going to say like a chick in middle school or something, but and I was like, that's a little weird, but it makes sense. You guys get it, but it sucked. It was boring. It was so much missed potential. I know it's a movie about an elevator, and an elevator is really not that interesting, but there are legitimate fears, seeming legitimate fears of elevators, and it could have really leaned into something like that, but it couldn't quite figure out what it wanted to do. Mm-hmm. And we get this ending of blue shit coming out of the fucking...
I don't know. I kept comparing him to the lost Ghostbuster because that's what I felt like at one point with the green sludge as an idiot and driving around. It was blue.
Danny's colorblind.
Yes, the goo coming out of the motherboard thing was blue.
It was straight up green. It was green.
It was blue.
It was blue.
I'm gonna cut the middle and be like, it was teal.
It looked like a gusher blue.
I'm bringing it up right now. Gusher filling. That sounds disgusting.
Baby, you want a gusher? This is already going off the rails, and we're only like 6 minutes into this.
Yeah.
I can't spell the lift.
So, all right, give me a second. I want to know, what is your opinions on this?
That is green. It's blue. That is green.
We are not going to take someone who's colorblind. It's like listening to someone be like, I heard that, but they were deaf.
What about the blind guy in here trying to sign papers?
Oh, yeah. Having signed papers.
Blind people still have to sign stuff. I'm sure it's...
I think they need to have
someone with them, though, so they know what the hell's going on, but...
But he passed it over for him to read it first.
Yeah.
And just sat there and then realized, like, oh, wait.
You're blind.
He didn't even use his... stick properly. It wasn't even on the ground.
He was holding it in the air.
Yeah.
I understand that. Like, wouldn't you have it on the ground? Like,
I just enjoy that he walked into the elevator shaft.
The empty shaft. Yeah.
If you listened, like, you hear him ding down the shaft.
Yeah. It was that cane that he wasn't using right.
I feel this is very important information. The whole movie, I counted, they said the lift 57 times.
Nice.
Yeah. Nice. And they said elevator 5 times. Just wanted to put it out there.
I was hoping that someone was keeping track on how many times they said the lift. The thing I was keeping track on was how many times the guy was rolling a cigarette. And it was about 4 times. But I'm like, how many cigarettes is this guy really going to roll? Then he had some that were already rolled, but you know, like, that's probably a deleted scene of him rolling up another cigarette because it's the 80s, so might as well smoke him if you got him, roll him if you got him.
I don't know the detective who did literally nothing.
You mean how most of the characters in this movie literally did nothing except for the one lift repair guy, our main character?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I was saying this to Maddie because I was staring at him and I couldn't figure it out. He looks like a Walmart Sylvester Stallone.
A little bit.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah.
A
little bit. Yeah. Look him up right now. Look at Justin. Just pull him up on your computer.
No.
Just do it. I will send you. I'm going to send you a Snapchat.
I'm not pulling it up. By the way, the director of this movie, his name is Dick Mass. So maybe that's not how you say his name, but that's what it looks like to me. And that's what I want it to be.
I don't know. I think that's a win.
He also...
somebody's win. I don't know whose, but
he remade this movie in like 2001. So
that's definitely that's probably a Dutch last name. Maddie knows German, and it's not Dutch, but
no, it's not.
No,
you can think of words.
If anyone has learned anything today, Dutch and German are not the same thing.
Not the same.
And that's what you can walk away with, you know.
Wait, it won 2 awards.
It shouldn't have.
Are they like
most boring movie?
Yeah.
A grand prize. Yeah. They're both to the director. A grand prize winner for Alvarez Fantastic Film Festival.
That's made
the
up.
Netherlands Film Festival for Best Director of a Feature Film.
I don't know about that. But guys, I gotta ask you something though. What's adultery?
Can you explain adultery to me?
Go on, explain it to me.
That's something I'm gonna have to explain to you when you're older.
Oh, okay.
I love that he just curb stomps that annoying ambulance toy, which you never see his kids ever again. His wife fucks off to wherever because she just assumes that he's cheating. It's like, well, we're just not gonna talk about it like civilized beings. We're just gonna
deny it though. He gets all pissy that she left with the kids, but when she said something to him, he didn't say anything. He didn't say no.
Yeah, he didn't confirm or deny. I'm like, you would want to try to save yourself because
I think he was dumbfounded by it. Like,
yeah, like what?
Who would I be cheating on you with? But like, she's just like, oh, this person's like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, that's what it just seemed like. He's like, yeah. What are you fucking talking about? I've been working on an elevator. Who? Yeah.
What do you mean? He was working on
A student. Who the fuck are you talking about? And then he gets a phone call like, yeah, what? Yeah, things are whatever. Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Or like how the wife got up, stormed off crying and then came back immediately perfectly fine again. I'm like,
I know.
What? My wife's gone crazy. The hormones have finally gotten to her.
I love the teacher. What the next scene when we went to the school and we learned about pretty much AIs becoming self-aware. That's pretty much
you
what
mean
he was
the
talking
exposition
about.
Dump to figure out why this elevator could be haunted or whatever. Try to give it a logistical reason for this.
I just like his comment of, I'm not an idiot, so I know what I'm talking about.
Chips.
Yeah.
Chips.
Yeah.
That was another word he was saying a lot. Chips. Chips. Yeah. Could you imagine that this is one chip? Look at all these chips. I'm like, huh? Okay. The movie felt like I was reading like an elevator manual, and then someone was screaming at the beginning of when I was reading it and screaming at the end of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
I liked in the electrical box that the there was nothing in it, and it somehow migrated into the shaft of the elevator.
It's not the only thing that's
gonna
migrate into the shaft.
Box in it, and he still felt comfortable enough to get back in the elevator.
I know.
I was like, excuse me. I mean, granted, he was going to try to climb up on top of it, but I'm still like, You're realizing that this thing was working a second ago, but doesn't have a box, but you're going to get back into it.
Mm-hmm.
You guys could just put that the elevator is out of order and no one would go in it. Just don't use the elevator.
Stop going in.
Stop going into the elevator.
The owner of that building was very, very adamant on them keeping the elevators. Like, he was pissed off if
it
would be
a 92-story building or some shit.
Yeah, but no, like, he's like, oh, the elevator
like
has to be out for a week.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It didn't look that big of a building anyway. What are you talking
about? Yeah, like not even like 5 minutes in.
Yeah. I'm surprised nobody mentioned that. What? Usually we talk about the tits
like
in the movies.
To, like,
oh, yeah.
With other people.
So
and you know, they were all drunk. Like, this is what we're going to do. We're
so at the beginning of the movie, this drunk couple gets into the elevator and one of the couples just starts fucking. While the other people are like, I can't breathe in here. And he's like, shut the fuck up. I'm fucking here. Like, that's basically what he was saying. He's like, look, dude, I know you're balls deep in your girl here, but like, I can't breathe. And you're hogging all the oxygen.
The other chick's on the floor with like her makeup mirror. And I'm like, okay.
That quickly just gets a fog over. They had the right idea of putting the fog over to show that oxygen's like leaving and the air is getting hot. But that was just a quick, like, snap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was no graduate.
It just dropped real quick.
I like how they died. They just laid down.
There is so many times where I was expecting like the elevator to maybe like, the cables eventually did snap, but it wasn't until like the very end.
Yeah.
But I was waiting for like times where like the elevator would go really fast up and like put them up in the air for a couple seconds and then like slam them on the ground or something.
Or, yeah, that would have been nice.
Mm-hmm.
Or something where like, God, I hate this movie a lot, but the Resident Evil movie, the first one, piece of shit movie. Yeah. But they have an elevator death scene where they kind of do that in this movie, but like, there's not really any blood or anything.
Here's this dummy head
that just falls out. There it goes.
It looked good though. Like I liked it.
It's funny.
If you compare it to last week's decapitated head,
it
looked better. It was way better.
Fucking random man of head.
At least you could tell whose head it was supposed to be. Because when the floating head from Valentine came in, I'm like, who is this? Whose head is this?
But I like how, like, when it landed on the ground, they just had his tongue sticking out. Like, sure.
Yeah, it just was wiggling there.
Just kind of hanging out with the guy who had fell down earlier.
The blonde. Mm-hmm. The blonde.
Like, wouldn't you guys be able to find?
You'd smell that.
Right. Yeah, you would definitely smell a dead body in an elevator shaft. When the cleaning guy gets like sucked in or whatever, and then is like, he's dripping blood on the other random red shirt that we have that dies. Mm-hmm. I don't even know who he is. And there's blood dripping on him. The dub in that scene is perfection. I fucking love it so much. I was dying laughing because he's like, what? Huh? Like, it's just so elaborate and over the top, and I'm like,
that's what it was like with the professor dude.
Oh my god, it's so, I hated it, but I loved it at the same time.
The professor guy, when they're trying to figure out like what could be going on with, because the whole time the technician dude is like, where's the book, I need the book, and then he just fucks off about the book, like, whatever, the book's gone, who cares. It's like, what was the point of him talking about the book? What book?
Yeah.
But yeah, the professor guy, that, or like, I assume he's like a professor. It looks like a laboratory that they go to when they go to, what is it, Rising Sun? Is that what the place is called?
Oh, yeah.
So they go there, and the guy, he's always just like, because they're trying to put some kind of sound, like, we don't need this. We don't need this sound. What is this? This isn't a kung fu movie. Like, just stop making him talk, please.
I think it would have been way better if it was some kind of kung fu movie.
Did anyone else think at the end that there was going to be some kind of big lizard monster or something to come out of the lift?
Have some Mortal Kombat fight with the elevator.
Okay, that would have been amazing. I would have loved to watch him fight an elevator. I was like expecting something to come out of the elevator or something.
Like, all of it's like, wires and stuff just, like, come out. Like, we get the one, like, whip that comes out, and that's it. But, yeah, it would have been really cool to get all of the, like, cables and all that kind of stuff to actually
The lift never seems like a looming threat. It always just kind of feels like a, oh, yeah, we forgot to put the elevator in here. We should do a scene real quick. Remember, guys, watch out for this elevator. Like, and we're going to do another 15 to 20 minutes of watching them, the journalist and the technician guy, just chat in the car.
Yeah.
And hit on each other.
Yeah.
The bowling alley scene.
Yeah. Whatever the fuck
that was,
totally missed that.
That was to be like, hey, you know, he could cheat on you. No, he couldn't. Yeah. Oh,
a dicky thing. Your husband seems kind of cold today. He's cheating on you. Like he can't like be sad or something. Like, he's cheating.
Remember, men have no emotions except for cheating. If you don't think he's cheating, he's definitely cheating. It's not how any of this works.
When in doubt, just be gay.
two men? That's twice the cheating. What are you talking about? Oh, but see, it's two wrongs make a right. So actually, the cheating's okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about anymore. That's okay.
This movie.
But no, the upper body strength of the reporter.
Yeah.
When she pulls him out of the fucking elevator shaft and like drags him all the way across the goddamn floor. I'm like, damn, that bitch has been working out. Fuck.
She's been lifting all those fucking newspapers in the newspaper room.
Yeah, pretty much. That's what she does.
That shit gets heavy. She's been carrying that paper, like the whole newspaper business on her back.
Mm-hmm. Basically, yeah. Writing about people dying in elevators for some fucking reason.
I think about it was halfway through, Maddie, that we decided that the lift boring. Became a deity and they're making sacrifices. And it's a new religion.
I'm into that. Good. Let's do that.
Also, what did you guys think about the elevator like toying with the kid?
Yeah, I actually thought that was like kind of creepy. They were kind of playing off Poltergeist though, because some of those scenes were straight up scenes like Poltergeist.
Yeah, reminiscent of it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. I don't think they. When did Poltergeist come out? Hold on.
I wouldn't know because I've never seen it.
Guys, what? Hold up. What the fuck are you talking about?
Okay.
Poltergeist has no elevators in it. What the fuck are you talking about?
Holy fuck. Justin, give me a second.
The third one has an elevator.
Justin, shut up for a second. Okay. Poltergeist came out in 1982. This movie came out in 1983. We have a blonde girl with a creepy ass doll that looks like her. Hate it. But there are scenes directly with, I'll have to bring it up. There are scenes when she's about to go play with the elevator that were scenes that were almost a depicting of the young kid in Poltergeist that the Poltergeist was fucking with. Yeah, Justin, I'll just show you. You'll see what I'm saying.
No. But,
no, I thought it was actually creepy. For the fact it was playing with like, her. I was like, all right, that kind of gave it like life.
Gave it sentient.
Like it was a sentient being. Mm-hmm. But then it like crushed the doll's head, and then the mom who's like having some, I don't know if she's like,
she's having an affair. Yes, she's having an affair with her boss.
She sees the smashed doll and just like slaps her kid, like,
yeah.
And then just drags her off. No, yeah. I don't think she was wearing shoes when she left either.
Her shirt was halfway off too.
Yeah.
Quality parent right there. Slaps her kid. So. This is clearly your fault. That's not going to fuck you up later. Yeah. Slap him. Fuck this kid. Stupid ass kid. This is your fault. Mm-hmm. Why is your kid even here?
Yeah. Yeah. Why is your kid here while you're fucking your boss or whatever the fuck is happening?
Yeah. Go home and do that. Jeez.
Because her husband also worked in the building. So they were probably, I think they were visiting the husband, and then she's just like, I'm actually going to go fuck your boss. YOLO. Yeah.
Wait, what? No, this character was totally different. Whatever. I couldn't.
No, the mother. Okay. The mother was fucking.
The kid.
Yeah. The mother of the kid was fucking the boss. The
right.
Boss.
Right.
The mother's husband is the boss's employee.
Dude, I couldn't keep track. There were way more characters that did not need to be in this movie.
Mm-hmm,
and honestly, could have just been about like the technician and this elevator. You could have just been like obsessed with this elevator because it's doing fucky shit. No one believes him. It would make more sense than for his like the work that he was at. Just be like, hey, we actually need you to like not work on this elevator, because they could have assumed like, oh, he's incompetent with this elevator. Like, what's going on with this dude? And it would have made more sense if he was having like marital issues before or whatever. Like if it was an already strained relationship, like, okay, clearly you're bringing a lot of stuff into work that shouldn't be there. Mm-hmm. You're not focused. You can't fix your elevators. Like you used to be our greatest employee here, but like you're slacking and like you clearly have all this shit going on. And then he becomes obsessed with it. Like, hey, we got to, we gotta take you off the force, you know, like we gotta put you on, because like putting him on vacation just randomly, I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah, like, sick leave for like a month, and I'm like,
mm-hmm. why? Because he didn't want to fire because him.
He didn't go to work. Like he left work like for an afternoon. That was it. And they're like, now
he left work, and then he like pissed off one of their like biggest partners or something like that. So he's mm-hmm. like, I don't want to lose you as a good employee, so I'm going to put you on sick leave. Mm-hmm. So pretty much, Justin, if you were to do something stupid at your job and they don't want to lose you, they would just tell you to go on sick leave.
Yeah.
But yeah, like all I was thinking of was like, oh man, I could have made a much better movie if it would have just gone like. Mm-hmm. The beats on this, you know, because it would have circled more around the elevator itself, you know, because it's kind of like how Jaws is where it's like, yeah, Jaws isn't like popping out of like the chalkboard or whatever. Like, yeah, he's not always there, but like he's always in your mind. It's like we have this issue with this fucking shark. It's like clearly don't go on the water. There's a fucking shark there that's swimming way too close to the shore. But that's the looming threat because people want to go in the water. Like, I don't know. But like, here is this threat. It's like causing a mayhem for this area here. But like, there is no threat of the elevator. The elevator is just like chilling. Like, here it is. There's the elevator. Like, yeah, there were scenes like with the girl looking at the elevator and like, oh, it's doing weird shit. Like, there should have been more shit like that instead of... We're going to fuck off in the car and go talk to fucking Professor Chips here and see what he's got going on. No one cares. I'm sorry. I went on a tangent.
Okay.
No, everyone else is losing their shit, so I assume I said something really fucking stupid.
Yeah. Maddie hates Jaws.
Yeah. Hates Jaws. The fact you brought it up. That was really...
It scared the shit out of me as well as a kid, so don't worry. Like every horror movie scared me, which is really funny to think that I do this now.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Isn't that like how trauma kind of works though sometimes? Like when you're traumatized by something, you end up like just fucking ending up whatever. Can I just tell you how much shark stuff I send them? Like, they get an abundant amount of shark stuff for me.
Shark socks, shark little things that go over your straws.
a Valentine's Day card in the shape of a shark. But anyways. Yeah. There's a lot of stuff shaped like sharks. Fun fact.
People like sharks.
But is there anything shaped like elevators? Like, where's your elevator straws? Not. You know, there's this term of elevated horror, and I think this went a little too literal. I don't know. Yeah. I hate that term. I need to put the stupid tape down. I hate that term. Horror? There is a term for horror movies that go beyond their genres. Basically, it's a snooty way of saying this is what real horror is. Not like this fake, it's a gatekeeping term to make you seem a lot cooler. I like the movies that they're talking about, but I don't like that elevated horror. Like, oh, this is better than what anyone watches. Like, oh, you watch those stupid slasher movies. You watch that stupid elevator movie. Like, I watch real horror. I watch elevated horror. You know, it's like shit like Midsommar, Hereditary, The Witch, like a lot of these like...
all that pretentious stuff.
Yeah.
I love all of those movies.
Midsommar. Okay. Midsommar. Fantastic movie. That movie has me fucked up. Like that movie is so good though.
I've never seen any of them.
But here's the thing.
Oh yeah. So Maddie never watches movies, so this is the biggest thing, is I drag them to watch movies, and I love that we do this, because I drag them into watching horror movies. It's just
the ones you haven't seen.
Which is impressive. Mm-hmm. But elevated music.
There is no elevator music. I was very surprised by that. Yeah, the soundtrack should have been elevator music.
It really should have.
Like, once again, if anything, it's like, oh, if they were just like out and about doing shit, like when they're out in the restaurant or whatever, like the music playing is like weird elevator music, and someone just makes a comment of like, God, this music's awful. It's like elevator music.
I absolutely love the restaurant crew. Like, the restaurant crew made me so happy. Oh, like, they were just like the mystery gang, but stupid.
So the mystery gang.
Hey, did anybody else think that the elevator was like, since it became sentient and like the repair guy was like fixing it, that the elevator just fell in love with the repair guy and that's why it kept murdering people so the repair guy would come back?
So it's really a horror love move, like a really romantic a horror.
That was last month.
I mean, think about it. He was all up in her parts. Like,
go elevator. She did get a little frisky with you his stay.
Back,
too.
Like,
yeah, she
was. I mean, she was definitely making some fluids or something for him. I don't know.
Oh, you're really getting my blue goop going. Ew.
It's green.
It's blue. If you're fucking colorblind, it's green. I am not going to go off the... It's like listening to somebody, oh, this room smells fine, and they're nose blind. Oh, great. I'm dying of carbon monoxide.
What the fuck is nose blind?
You don't know what nose blindness is?
No.
It's what's where you can't blind? Smell anything. Like, yeah, you can breathe through your nose, but you so can't smell anything.
To it, you can't smell it, but others can.
Yeah. Like, I had a friend who, like, if you fart next to her, she's not going to smell it, which is great because, but, like, she'll still hear it. But, like, if you got, like, a silent but deadly... Doesn't matter. You're slowly dying because you can smell it, but she can't smell it at all.
You sure she just didn't get COVID?
This was pre-COVID. She was like, this has been my entire life. So unless she was the harbinger of COVID, I don't think so. This is a legitimate thing.
Maybe all the people that are nose blind had dormant COVID.
There's like an entire Futurama episode about it.
Really?
Yeah. I'm serious.
If Danny hasn't heard of it, clearly it's not real.
Makes all the more sense now. It's I like the idea of a love story with the elevator. The elevator
like got it sentient, was made out of one of those super chips, got hit by lightning, and it was like awoken.
It got woke.
I was
talking about gender politics and shit. It was really fucking weird.
Yeah, it got strange up in that shit. It was a real upset that people tried to fuck in it. Did not consent to that.
Yeah.
I don't think
the people consented either, like the other couple. Like,
yeah,
I'm dying, I'm gonna look at my friend's ding dong. Great.
Like, if you're gonna like screw your friend in the same room, can you like at least do some like pre-warning of like, hey, I kind of want to get with like, so I can.
No, he does say it though. He's like, hey, he's I'm gonna just take care of this now.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't even notice that. Mm-hmm. I guess I was too occupied with them weirdly dying. They were the only ones that suffocated too. Everybody else didn't die though.
They almost suffocated to death.
But then the bellboy said that they did die.
He was a cleaner.
No, the bellboy said he died. The one that was taking shots.
Oh.
I don't know. There was a lot of drinking.
There was a lot of just fucking nonsense in this movie. Like, not good nonsense either. Like, I was expecting...
That didn't even need to be there.
Like all the subplots. Like, there could have been a couple subplots, but there's just, like, all this shit going on. You're like, none of this matters. It goes nowhere. The fucking technician and his wife arguing about who's cheating goes nowhere. Oh, they fuck off to Hawaii. Great. Okay. Yeah. Nothing's just resolved. Gone,
okay, what did this add? I mean, the guy's still doing the same thing he was doing.
Yeah.
I was really hoping that when they were looking up through like the, I don't really know what you call that, in the elevator, like the top part of it where you open it and you can see like into the elevator.
Escape hatch?
Yeah, so through the hatch, like when he was looking up, I was really hoping that there would be something up there, like looking into there, Like, maybe there could have been like a weird elevator goop demon thing.
I'm telling you. He's the Dutch Ghostbuster that nobody got to talk about.
But like, so there's this movie that I watch called Possession. It's a really fucking weird movie, but there's a scene in it where she walks into a room and there is this like weird, disgusting cocoon creature thing at the end of the room. It does nothing but just looks at you. It just doesn't give you like a stinger or anything. It's just looking at them and in complete silence. And it looks fucking vile. I was hoping for something like that, where you have like this like silence of like,
what the Mothman?
What the fuck?
Just give me Mothman.
Because like the blue goop shit is like, okay, so clearly there's like other things going on. Like, I think they wanted to make it like a mad scientist thing. Like, oh, this elevator's gone awry. It's grown sentient, but it's like, it doesn't really do anything. Like it, maybe it could have been like, we've created this automated elevator. Like it knows you want to go to whatever floor. You don't even need to like press buttons or whatever. Maybe it talks to you. It kind of turns into like a HAL situation, like 2001 Space Odyssey, where it's like, hey, can you let me out? I was like, I'm not letting you out of the elevator. And that's like, okay, there's something else going on with it.
Smart house
kind of shit. Look, but with an elevator and terrifying.
The fucking Disney movie?
Yeah, I want that movie.
The technician didn't want to let him go.
Hi, we're a horror podcast. Let's talk about Disney.
There is a Disney horror movie that's hard to find.
But John, I love you.
Like, honestly,
where are my synapses again?
There is a Disney movie that's an elevator. Hold on.
Let's not watch that one.
Give me a second. Tower of Terror.
Tower of Taylor is a different movie.
I just imagined a bunch of Taylors.
Oh God, there's a lot of Taylors in this tower.
Tower of Terror. I actually liked that movie as a kid, and it did freak me out. So.
Never saw it.
Really? I didn't see the movie. I only know about the ride.
Yeah, I'm not shocked you didn't see the movie. You've seen nothing.
Obviously. If it's a horror genre, I probably haven't seen it. If it's sci-fi,
Maddie and I have talked about watching German movies, so that is definitely a thing.
Oh, yeah. So. That is true. And sci-fi. I can't deny the sci-fi. They know their sci-fi.
They love Alien. We talked about that. Mm-hmm. Which we'll talk about that later, because I know we're talking about it a bunch.
But so this professor talks about pretty much what the chips
shit to
become.
Say about this.
I'm trying, man. Professor, whatever, talking about how they become self-aware and start multiplying like it's a fucking rat or something. So, like, all right, so I'm thinking, like, it's becoming self-aware, and then he finally finds it, and it's got goop all over it, and it's, like, fucking coming all over the bars and the shafts.
You got your goop in my elevator.
But then he was, like, mentioning something about putting the chips in people's brains, and I'm like...
Yeah.
Ooh, oh, with my poor...
We're gonna be pips head to toe.
Oh, what if it could have put, like, its goop into someone's brain and, like... dragging the people's bodies like under, like putting the bodies under the elevator, and like as the elevator, like the doors come up, like you pull up the elevator and it's got like all the bodies hanging from under it or something. Like I think that could have been cool, or like the bodies are around it, like they're cemented with the goop or something onto the elevator.
Yeah, like the elevator's like harvesting the bodies for the organic matter.
We're making this movie way more interesting. Like,
because I mean, right. Like,
it's a good idea.
The goop had a heartbeat.
Yeah.
It's like, if the chips are multiplying, it's becoming self-aware and it's trying to probably using the bodies to become, I guess, a physical being or something.
So
I have no idea.
So the elevator can go be with her lover
the tech mission.
So someone in the elevator spills their semen in the elevator, and the elevator starts multiplying elevator humans, and then it gets real fucking weird. The semen was already spilled with the couple at the beginning. They were wanting to allude to that. They wanted to throw you off the trail. The
elevator never wanted to be an elevator. It wanted to be a printer.
It actually wanted to be an escalator.
Well, that escalated.
So,
the lift.
So, guys, I'm starting off on our month of elevators, or we're doing 4 weeks of elevators because, like, our scheduling is kind of fucked. So, it's not really like the month, but like, it's the month for us, but it will be different for people else, like, whatever. So, as our first movie into the elevator horror, you guys feeling good about this?
Do you guys remember The Cannibal with the microwave? What was the movie called? The Microwave Cannibal or something?
No,
shit?
Microwave Massacre.
Massacre.
Yeah. That was more interesting.
No.
That movie was an anomaly. We didn't watch that for this. We watched this for a different thing that we did, but that movie was just really fucking weird. Ride. How could you dig through the dirt with a vibrator? Doesn't make any sense.
Wait, what?
Yeah, it sounds interesting. It's not. Don't even bother.
Don't worry about it.
I'm not going to worry about it.
Frosty, the guy that voices Frosty the Snowman, goes on a killing spree because he got tired of having shitty dinners with his wife. So he decides to eat them.
Yeah,
there's no actual microwavable
like.
No one dies in the microwave.
No. He uses it once. Yeah.
Like towards the end of the movie or something, I think.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's.
But his neighbors are super fucking weird.
It was terrible. But anyway, so verdict, everybody. Do you recommend The Lift?
I don't recommend The Lift, but if you want to take up a new religion and sacrifice to The Lift, I have found the movie for you.
No.
I only recommend it if you want to torture yourself with nonsense.
Yeah.
I don't recommend it either.
Lift some weights while you're watching it just to keep yourself entertained.
Okay, you can do lifts.
I don't know.
Like some kind of workout every time they say The Lift and you would probably get ripped within the movie.
Every time they say The Lift, I do one
push-up. If you want to get really, really drunk, take a shot for every time they say The Lift.
There you go. Yeah.
Good luck. Really good. They're dead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, yeah.
So join us next week for another hair-raising, elevator-lifting experience. I don't know why we picked March for elevators, but
because you didn't want to do leprechauns.
Yeah, leprechauns just seem too appropriate.
Obvious.
Yeah, obvious.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have fun elevator facts for the next one. Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Use escalators. Actually, I'm pretty sure I remember there's a movie. I don't know if it was a good movie, but I remember a movie where somebody died with an escalator.
I mean, people died in real life from escalators.
They got like sucked into it.
My guess.
Final Destination did some weird shit, but I don't think they did an escalator.
No, they did at least maybe Final Destination 5.
Final Destination gave me trauma with wood on trucks. Yeah, trucks.
I hate them.
I have severe trauma.
So,
I don't get behind them.
So yes, next week, I don't know what elevator movie we're watching, but it is an elevator movie.
Yeah,
we just don't know which one it is yet. But
wait, who's picking? I think is it me or is it Cass?
It's you.
Oh,
so you're picking the next elevator movie.
Oh, I'm gonna have fun with this one.
All right.
Oh, no.
Goodbye, everybody. And as always, just get the fuck out.
Go watch Doom Asylum.
bye. Fuck you.